he said, they think this is a gold mine up here because it's a college town.
Thank you, Murray. And to the final front page story, 3,000 U.S. troops to help West Africa in its Ebola crisis by Lauren Neergaard and Jim Coonhen of the Associated Press, Dateline, Washington. President Obama declared Tuesday that the Ebola epidemic in West Africa could threaten security around the world, and ordered 3,000 U.S. military personnel to the region in emergency aid muscle for a crisis spiraling out of control. The question was whether the aid would be enough and was coming in time. An ominous World Health Organization, or WHO, forecast said that with so many people now spreading the virus, the number of Ebola cases could start doubling every 3 weeks. If the outbreak is not stopped now, we could be looking at hundreds of thousands of people affected, with profound economic, political, and security implications for all of us, Obama said Tuesday after briefings in Atlanta at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Emory University. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said the 3,000 troops would not provide direct care to Ebola patients. Obama called on other countries to join in quickly supplying more health workers, equipment, and money. It's a potential threat to global security if these countries break down, Obama said, speaking of the hardest-hit nations of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. At least 2,400 people have died, with Liberia bearing the brunt. Nearly 5,000 people have fallen ill in those countries, plus Nigeria and Senegal, since the disease was recognized in March. The WHO says it anticipates the figure could rise to more than 20,000, and the disease could end up costing nearly $1 billion to contain. Obama described the task ahead as daunting, but said there was hope in the fact that the world knows how to fight this disease. His expression grim, he described the gut-wrenching scene of a family in Liberia. The father had died, the mother was cradling a sick 5-year-old, her 10-year-old was also dying, and the family had reached a treatment center, but couldn't get in. These men and women and children are just sitting, waiting to die right now, Obama said. And it doesn't have to be this way. The U.S. is promising to deliver 17 treatment centers with 100 beds each to Liberia, where contagious patients often sit in the streets, turned away from packed Ebola units. The Pentagon expects to have the first treatment units open within a few weeks, part of the heightened U.S. response that also includes training more local healthcare workers. This massive ramp-up of support from the United States is precisely the kind of transformational change we need to get a grip on the outbreak and begin to turn it around, said WHO Director General Margaret Chan. Doctors Without Borders, which has sounded the alarm for months, also welcomed the U.S. effort, but said it must be put into action immediately, and that other countries must follow suit because the window to contain the virus is closing. The response to Ebola continues to fall dangerously behind, and too many lives are being lost, said Bryce Delavigne, the group's director of operations. We need more countries to stand up. We need greater concrete action on the ground, and we need it now. Dr. Kent Brantley, an American physician who survived Ebola he contracted while working in Liberia, met with Obama at the White House Tuesday. Later, he told a packed Senate hearing, "We must move quickly and immediately to deliver the promises that have been made." CDC's Dr. Beth Bell told senators the outbreak is ferocious and spreading exponentially. "If we do not act now to stop Ebola, we could be dealing with it for years to come," she warned. Congress still must vote on an Obama administration request for $88 million more to help the Ebola fight, including funding CDC work in West Africa through December and speeding development of experimental treatments and vaccines. Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican of Tennessee, said urgent action was needed. We must take the dangerous, deadly threat of the Ebola epidemic as seriously as we take ISIS, he said, referring to the extremist group in Syria and Iraq. But some lawmakers questioned if the heightened U.S. response will be enough. Senator Richard Burr, Republican of North Carolina, said, My math says we're going to be behind the eight ball on day one because we won't have enough beds. An aid worker from Sierra Leone put a face on the region's desperation. Ishmael Alfred Charles of Freetown told senators that as he prepared to leave home, his 10-year-old daughter asked, They said there is no Ebola in America. Why can't you take us along? The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting Thursday on the crisis, and the head of the United Nations said the General Assembly will follow up with a high-level meeting next week as the world body is taking the lead now on the international fight. And there is a sidebar, the source of which is the White House. It is entitled, U.S. to Ramp Up Ebola Response. Some initiatives planned by President Obama to enhance the U.S. response to West Africa's Ebola outbreak. And this is sort of a by-the-numbers sidebar. 3,000 U.S. forces assigned to the afflicted region to provide medical and logistical support. 17 new healthcare facilities built in the affected areas, with 100 beds each. 65 U.S. officials deployed to manage and staff a hospital to care for healthcare workers who become ill. 500 healthcare workers per week who could receive training in Ebola patient care. And 50,000 home healthcare kits airlifted to the region for use in remote areas. And that will wrap up the front page articles. That takes us to 7:28 in the a.m. This is Sun Sounds of Arizona, and over to Murray.
And Jeff, we now turn to the Tucson and